she wasn't there, and neither were the horns. More than half of the balcony had been caught in the blast radius and was simply gone. But that still left a good half a meter of Durasteel upon which Leia could have been standing, and should have.
Leia!
Han dropped to his knees and peered over the white-hot edge of the balcony, expecting, hoping to see her hanging from a balcony below. There was no one there. No one but 4,000 very quiet carbonite prisoners.
Leia?
The call was half question and half wail, a scream unlike any Han had unleashed before.
Leia!
Han! Leia's voice came to him as much within his mind as in his ears, and he imagined she was reaching out to him through the Force, trying to touch him one last time before she was gone, forever. The tears welled in his eyes. Then she called out to him again.
Han!
He looked up, his eyes so watery that he could see nothing but a blue smear where the detonator had disintegrated the roof.
Leia?
Han, she called. Will you get moving already? They're waiting for us.
Waiting?
Han stood and turned toward the voice, growing more confused. There was no way Zek and Jaina and the others in the news van were on the roof, even if they had disobeyed orders. GAS would have shot them down, and he could not imagine who else might be waiting with Leia, except all of their beloved ones who had gone before. So, was he dead too? Han looked up again. He could barely make out a female form kneeling at the edge of the detonator hole. Leia's form. Behind her loomed the bulky shape of a Cygnus 7 armored transport.
Leia, you're...
He caught himself, not wanting to act like a total fool in front of the woman he loved.
You're out already.
Han, I've been out for 5 seconds, and the horns have been out for a couple.
When the sound of running boots began to rumble up from the depths of the bunker, Leia frowned and asked,
What's wrong? Did you hit your head or something?
Yeah.
Han wiped his eyes on a sleeve.
Sorry, I must have.
What's the holdup?
Demanded a familiar Hapen voice. A moment later, Terran Zell appeared next to Leia and began to pour blaster fire down through the hole. Behind her, the screech of the Cygnus 7's ion cannon began to shred the air.
Let's get moving, Solo.
A steady stream of blaster fire began to fly up from below, ricocheting around the upper ring of the bunker and vanishing into the sky above. Han pulled his blaster off his shoulder, glanced up to see Leia already extending a hand in his direction, and began to return fire as she rocketed him out of the bunker straight into the open cargo bay of the Cygnus 7. Leia and Terran dived in on top of him, and an instant later, Turi had the supercharged transport slipping over the edge of the detention center and streaking downward. Han and the two women tumbled down against the forward bulkhead of the cargo bay and lay there in a tangle atop the cargo pods, trying to catch their breath and still their pounding hearts. Finally, the Cygnus 7 entered the concealing gloom of the Undercity and leveled out.
There.
Han snaked an arm around Leia's shoulder and planted a big kiss on her lips, then pulled back and gave her one of his crooked smiles.
Didn't I say this was going to be easy?